News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, inspired by TikTok, teenage boys are becoming increasingly obsessed with their appearance, which is the new trend of looks maxing. And I'm joined now by Maria Lally, writer for the Times of London, on all of this. Maria, we've been talking about looks maxing this morning already on the show, this idea of, you know, being obsessed with the hair and the skincare and the cologne and the ripped body, the gym body and the diet and all of this. It's a relatively new phenomenon for boys. It's been like that for girls for a long time. But it's certainly sweeping across the generation, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Hi. Well, it's actually, I think the term looks maxing is about 10 years old, but it's really taken off digitally in the last couple of years. I think it's sort of found its place on social media, and you now have these young teens, you know, boys, as you say, following these sort of elaborate skincare routines, yeah, hair care, gym, diet, and so on.
Yeah, I mean, I have three sons myself, and two of them are teenagers, and I do see it. I see it in my own house. I see the constant. Can I have money for a haircut? You only got your hair cut about 2 weeks ago. It has to be cut again for the fade and all these kinds of things that need, yes, to happen. And the request for really expensive aftershave and things that I wouldn't spend myself on a bottle of perfume. Can we infer anything from it? Is it about just fitting in? Is it about an insecurity? Is it about that kind of appearance-based culture that we all seem to live in now has now flipped from girls to boys? What can we infer, do you think?
I think it's all of those things. I mean, like you, I've got two teenagers, except I've got girls. Well, actually, they're 11 and 14. So what was really interesting to me when I was writing this piece was that I wrote about girls earlier in the year, how young teenage girls are being dubbed, I think they're called the Sephora kids or the Sephora tweens. And they're spending a fortune in Space NK, yeah, and Sephora on all these skincare products. And then what I started to find during research and talking to other parents was the mums were saying, well, actually, you know what? My sons are doing this as well. And I think the thing for me as a parent is it's the money that these kids are spending. It's the unnecessary worry that they are, you know, spending on their appearance. And there's always an element of that with kids. They do follow trends. They do start to get interested in their appearance when they reach those teenage years. But I think social media is fueling it in a way that perhaps we, yeah, never had when we were young.
Yeah, I definitely think things have changed, because I know when I was a teenager, teenage boys didn't look like they do now. You know what I mean? I don't think they knew anything about skincare. I don't think any of them went near a gym. And you know, and fair enough, really.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, I suppose what we worry about as parents is the pressure that this puts on them, really, don't we?
Yeah, and there's, when I was talking to some of the experts when I was writing the piece, there's a sliding scale with this, and you've got on one end of the scale this, they call it soft maxing, so it's hair care, skincare, and then you've also got hard maxing, which thankfully is rarer, but that's things like, you know, at its most extreme end, it's influencers sort of talking about steroid use and skin lightening and, you know, leg lengthening procedures. And that is rarer. That's a lot rarer, thank goodness. But it is still, you know, in the wrong hands with a young, vulnerable teenager who wants to fit in and wants to look a certain way. That can be potentially quite harmful.
Yeah, I know. I mean, they are vulnerable to all this. Look, thank you very much, Maria, for joining us on that. You've created a great conversation on the show because we've been talking about it throughout the morning. I do appreciate it. That is Maria Lally there, writer for the Times of London, Shane.
Yeah, fascinating. Absolutely fascinating.
It does kind of worry me. I'm just hoping that they'll all be grand. It'll all come out in the wash, kind of thing. You know, over time, they'll all back away from this a little bit. Get a little bit hung up on it. A little bit less hung up on it.
I'm not sure it'll all come out in the wash. I think it's part of modern society now, unfortunately.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.